You're in tune with Community Radio Yall.
Oh, I'm very happy to speak to you, and I'm flattered you want to talk to me.
I have an awful lot to ask you, but basically what I'm curious to know, and I think what a lot of listeners would be curious to know, is what made you decide to come to Yall, to our town, to do a gig?
Well, it's actually a bit of a long story, but and a lot of confusion and a bit of a sort of misunderstanding, really. But we're very happy to play there, and we were going to be playing in Cork, but there was some misunderstanding about the arrangements.
I see.
And I think the chap Kieran O'Ryan, who runs
the Cruiskeen
land in Cork, was we got the dates wrong or something. I don't know if it was my fault or his fault, but he was very, very gallant and arranged for us to play in this gig we're doing tonight at the Gates.
I see.
So we're happy to be going there. Hello?
Oh, yes. Keep chatting. I'm listening.
I lost you.
Not at all.
I'm a passenger. So, yeah, we're very, very looking forward to it. We're just going to catch the boat now.
So, that's amazing. You're catching the boat just now at this moment.
We're just on our way to.
And are you bringing the car over? Are you driving then straight off?
Yeah.
I hope you have a good sat-nav with you.
Yeah. No, we haven't. We've got map of Ireland, though.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to ask you a couple of questions about you yourself. I mean, apart from the amazing, epic sort of history of Hawkwind, it's fascinating to know that you are a multi-instrumentalist. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you play saxophone, flute, guitar, and you're into an awful lot of jazz stylations and things like that, aren't you?
I mean, not into all sorts of music, really. I just like good music. You know, I grew up on jazz, and then I sort of got involved in rock and roll, and I met a lot of free jazz musicians who get me into playing.
Right.
I was thinking about it the other day. I got voted number one sax player in Britain.
My God.
In about 1973, I think, or something like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What was this? I heard a great quotation about you that was what is it? Nick Turner wants to play free jazz in a rock band. That's kind of what that was your thing.
Yeah, that was my theme, and then it became a space rock band because my friend Robert Calvert got involved in the band, and he was a very talented space poet.
Right.
And he wrote a hit record, Silver Machine.
Yes.
And we went on from there, really. It was very exciting. And but then I didn't lose my roots. You know, I used to go to Stonehenge every year.
My God. So you actually would have come to Ireland to draw on sort of a certain amount of mythology and a certain amount of history.
Oh, I just love it. I love all the... I'm very into megalithic sites and ancient cultures and... I'm really very interested in the ancient Goidel and the Fermors and the all the ancient peoples.
You're a fan of Egypt, isn't that right? Are you a fan of Egyptian history as well?
Yeah. I'm actually into all sorts of mythologies. My parents threw mythology at me when I was a kid, and consequently I've had this sort of burning interest in it. I always sort of visited Greece, and I visited Egypt and Rome.
Wow.
And I'm doing a project at the moment about South American culture, about the Mayans and the end of the fifth sun and the apocalypse and all that sort of thing that's supposed to be going on in the winter solstice of this year. I've got a project called The Outriders of Apocalypse, which is all based upon Mayan mythology, and I find it quite fascinating, you know, the possibility of extraterrestrials and ancient cultures. And
you'd be into a certain amount of science fiction as well, perhaps, maybe, yes?
Yeah, that's very... I mean, I find it fascinating, and I feel quite intuitive about a lot of it.
Do you feel connected to the universe, that kind of way, you know, sort of aware of it?
Yeah. I've always written sort of cosmic songs, you know.
Cosmic, absolutely, that's the word. That's the word. So tonight now, what can we expect from your new project? Your new band, Project 9, is that a relatively
Project,
new...
Yeah. us a sort of a band that plays everything from all of my bands that I've ever played in, basically. So I thought, well, why not have a band that can play everything rather than sort of defining different limitations on inner city units, Hawkwind or Hawklords, Space Ritual, Nick Turner Band, Nick Galacticos, you know, Sphinx.
Oh, my God.
These are bands that I've been involved in being creative with. And they've all been based upon ancient mythologies, really. You know, mm-hmm. I feel Celtic mythology. I'm fascinated by the ancient things. I feel that we can learn a lot from them. So I just think...
It's very, very reassuring as well, isn't it? You know, when you have any doubts and you just look around at the universe and you think, well, you know, if all this can just keep going...
I find it fascinating. You know, I think the Mayans were very interesting. I spent time in Mexico and visited all these Mayan ruins, and, you know, I found it quite awesome, really.
Wow.
And so little we know about any of this sort of thing. I mean, it's like even Egyptology, you know, we still can't build the pyramids. We still don't have the technology or the ability to build, even cut the stone to that degree. And
that's
sort of
right.
Find that.
That's
and we
right.
don't even with modern sort of machinery like great big cranes or anything like that. You know, probably with helicopters you could do it, but you know, I don't imagine that the ancient Egyptians had helicopters. Well, they might have had something similar, I guess. I think that they used sound quite a lot, and I think they were able to levitate things, and you know, they were really in control of higher knowledge, I think, really.
And they were probably more determined as well.
Are you coming to the show tonight?
Absolutely. I'm going to pop down absolutely tonight. What time does it start?
Oh, I think we're probably on about 9:30 or something.
9:30.
Like that.
And so, yeah. How many will be on stage? It's a small stage.
Oh, as long as you want to hear us.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
I mean, we can play lots, really. We've got a huge repertoire of material, and we're very happy to play to people that are enjoying what we're doing, and we like to raise people's spirits and make them feel good and raise their consciousness and use the music as a healing force, really, so that you know, everybody has a wonderful time.
Well, I can tell you this much now, there's never been anything like that in the gate before, and I don't imagine there will be again, so I'm certainly not going to miss it.
Well, I don't know, it's a shame if there isn't, really. I just really like to think that you know, music is a healing force, and it's raising spirits, and you know, making them feel good, and you know, just sort of magical thing, really.
And the weather we've been having and everything has been getting people down, and I think Friday night, go down to see Nick Turner from Hawkwind in the Gate Bar in our town is just, it's just beggar's belief, really. I don't know, would people actually believe it? But I'm going to round up a posse anyway and make sure that. That a gang of us go down. And just out of curiosity as well, I want to ask you, how many guitars will you be bringing? What instruments will you be playing? What instruments will you be playing?
Oh, I'm playing saxophone and flute.
Saxophone and flute. Brilliant.
Yeah. I've got a radio microphone. I can wander around in the audience.
Oh, fantastic.
Sit down at the tables while I'm playing.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
In between the solos.
Excellent. And will you be bringing any CDs or T-shirts or anything like that?
I've got a few DVDs, yeah, of stuff that I've been involved with in inner city. You know, I've got some of those CDs. Also got some CDs of a band called the Nick Turner Fantastic All-Stars.
Oh, my God. Where do you get the names?
it wasn't me that named us. It was the audience, really, and the journalists that came to see us. They said, this band's fantastic. We ought to call it Fantastic. So we did.
I mean,
nobody ever argued about it. Everybody said, well, it is fantastic. So,
I love it. So, and are you still in touch with any of like the other members, like Dave Brock or Mick
Well,
Slattery?
I'm sort of occasionally in touch with Dave Brock, but I don't think he likes me very much. You know, he's sort of...
Oh, no.
I feel very sorry for him, really. He's a very sad man. And, he's all had a lot of terrible things happen in his life. You know, his wife committed suicide. And,
oh, Lord.
And his son was in prison, you know, and all stuff. I mean, but he's like, you know, he's... I think he's got a lot of karma to work out, really, if you know what I mean.
Sure, I do.
I feel very sorry for him.
I'm sure you do.
I don't feel, you know, I feel pity, really, because I think, you know, to help him, really, if I could.
It happens, so it's like, for some reason it is, I mean, whatever about karma, it just seems to be when you're in an ensemble as for as long as you have, there's always the ones that manage to keep going and, you know, after, God, how many years? And then the others who sort of fall into, I suppose, into the shadow a bit, you know? And, I'm sorry to hear that now, but hopefully, you know, things will get better for him somehow, you know?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I really do hope so. I mean, I'm quite happy. I was inviting him to come and play with me at different events that I'm involved in organising, but he always sort of either ignores me or just turns me down, you know. So I think, well,
right.
I can only put my hand out to people, you know. You can't make them drink if they don't want. It's like you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink.
That's true. That's true. And
do what you can, really. I'm just sort of open-handed and open, very sort of welcoming and, you know, very positive. And I just try to sort of love everybody.
Oh, well, you're better off. I mean, there's no point in fighting fire with fire, really, is there? And tell me, what about the members now that are with you tonight? How many members will be playing with you tonight?
Hang on a minute, Claire. What?
How many other band members will be playing with you tonight?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Am I losing you?
Somebody's just asking me how much fuel we want in the car.
A lot.
I'm in the station now and it's pretty quiet. So, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just curious to know how many other members will be playing with you tonight and how many other band members?
The band is a four-piece.
It's four-piece, great.
Guitar, bass, drums and saxophone.
Excellent.
And I play flute as well, and I sing as well, or sort of make some semblance of singing.
Brilliant.
I do like singing. I think it's a really uplifting experience.
It's great to shake out any sort of cobwebs, really. I think to sing is, it's not something I enjoy doing. I wish I could do it better, but I can't.
But when
I'm in the shower, I feel fabulous if I get to sing a few tunes, all right. You know.
Yeah, I've always felt that performance is something that you should just enjoy and don't worry what other people think about it.
Oh, easier said than done.
You just enjoy yourself and don't give a toss, really.
Well, you can show us an example of that tonight now, and you can inspire. There's a lot of local musicians drink in this bar and play in this bar and hang out in this bar, so I'm sure you'll be able to show us a thing or two.
Yeah, I'm also encouraging the young musicians as well, you know, to sort of encourage them to play.
Brilliant.
I think it's a very personal thing, really, you know, the performance and expressing yourself and, you know, you can uplift your soul just by performing music that really you enjoy doing, you know.
It's very true.
Don't worry about what other people think at all.
Life's too short, isn't it? It is.
I don't know what you're trying to do.
It is. Well, you're a testament to that anyway. I mean, I can't believe how long you've been on the road. And
so come down and have a sing with me.
I'll certainly give you a thumbs up and a smile. And I'll wave my arms and I'll tap my feet, but that's it. but then again, I haven't heard your set, so you never know what might happen.
Do you play a musical instrument?
I do. I play guitar and I mostly just do sort of a bit of programming, really.
Come down and
try in. I don't know. I think that there'll be a lot of guitarists there fighting to get up there with you, I think. A lot of much better ones at that. But listen, Nick, I better let you go now and let you get on with your the rest of your journey, and I wish you a safe journey over across the crazy sea. If the weather isn't too crazy, that'll be good. And I hope then tonight that you enjoy your time in Yule and that you enjoy the gig in the gate.
We're playing the gig tonight, and we're playing tomorrow, and we're playing at Isna Festival, or Isnak, I don't know how you pronounce it, it's the Fire Festival.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And then the day after that, we're playing at the Balaji Hob Jazz Festival in Bantry.
Fantastic. And just for the purpose of our listeners to know where to get this information, they can check it on your Facebook, isn't that right?
You can get it on my website, nickturner.com.
Nickturner.com, that's right. I've been to it. It's a great website.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, thank you so very much. And we'll see you tonight. At the gate, 9:30, Nick Turner and Project 9.
Do Do you want me to leave your name on the door?
Not at all, no. I'm happy to throw in my few quid. But thank you so much. I'll come up and say hello when it's over. And thank you so much for talking to us here on COI, Nick. Cheers.
Broadcasting to Yall Town and the surrounding rural area on 104 FM, you're in tune with Community Radio Yall.